Honey, honey, wake up. Wake up. I forgot to tell you, I have my first triple booking today, like so much money. I just couldn't turn it down. So I need to get ready and you need to get up because they'll be coming any minute now and we're doing it in our bed. Yes, right here in our bed, three men. And also, since it's a morning appointment, I can't take care and help you get Abby ready for kindergarten. You're going to have to do it all on your own, okay? Okay, so get up. Hurry up. I got to get ready. Hello, fellas. Yes, welcome in. Okay, so we're going to go straight up to my bedroom. If you see my husband around, don't worry. He knows I'm a hooker, so it's fine. All right. Yep. Right in here. Right in here. So I am so excited to do this. I've not had a foursome. So, I mean, we should call it a gangbang, right? Is it a foursome or a gangbang? What quantifies a gangbang? Doesn't matter. All I know is that I'm ready to take some dick. Who's got the money? Thank you. Okay, so you went with the option with no anal. I see. Okay, awesome. That's actually good because, I mean, I'll do anal and everything, but like one man with anal, it's pretty intense for me. For me, I'm not, you know, too good at anal. I need more practice with it. I've only been doing this a few months. Yeah. And then plus there's a ton of preparation and all that. So, all right. Well, I still have two slut holes for you guys to fill. Where are those cocks? Take them out. I'm ready to be your little fuck doll today. Yes. Yeah, fuck my mouth. Yeah, stuff that pussy. Yes, sucking cock makes me so wet. Wait a minute. What are you doing? We just talked about that. No anal. No, please don't. Don't. You didn't pay for anal and you're not even fucking using lube, you asshole. No, get the fuck off of me. No, you guys need to go. I will give you your money back. No. Oh, fuck. Ow. Fuck you. No, you don't get to fucking hit me and you don't get to force your dick inside of my ass. You didn't fucking pay for it. No. And this is goddamn rape. Stop it. Stop. Please stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, get the fuck off of me. No, I don't fucking like it. I don't. It just fucking hurts. Stop. Oh, honey, please help me. Please help me. Fuck, they're hurting me. I didn't ask for any of this. Please. Oh my god, you're fucking useless. Fight them off, baby. They're hurting me. Oh god. Please get off. Please get off. Oh, I don't stop. No, I don't want to go. SML, stop, stop, no. Oh my God, please stop. No. Oh, please stop. Please. Please. Just take your money. Take anything. We don't have a lot of money, but you can take anything you want. Just please stop. Please stop. Oh my God. Please, I'm begging you. Please, I'm begging you. Please, please, please don't go in my ass. It hurts. Ow, fuck. Oh, that hurts. Honey, fucking, what? I see your hard dick, you sick fuck. You're not helping me. Help me, honey. Help me, honey. It hurts. I'm getting hard from this, you sick fuck. No, 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 no. No, don't make him jerk off. I don't want to see that. No, 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 don't make him jerk off to his wife's rape. Please don't. Oh, honey, help me. Help me. They're hurting me so bad. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, honey, look, I'm bleeding. They're making me fucking bleed. Ow. Oh, no. Fuck you. No, I won't fucking shut up. Fuck you, please stop. Please stop. Get your nasty fucking rapist seed out of my mouth. No. No, I don't want it. No. No. No, no, no. Please don't make me eat my cum. Eat your cum out of my ass. Please don't. No. No, I don't want it. Honey, help me. Help me stop jerking off. Stop jerking off to this. I hate you right now. I fucking hate you. Please stop. Please stop. Honey, call the cops or something. God damn it. They'll just sit there. They'll just sit there and watch me get raped. Fuck you. Fuck you. I have men pay me for sex, but that doesn't mean men can fucking rape me. Or just. Just regard him no anal, you fucking rapist. You goddamn rapist. I hope your mom's proud of you, you sick fucks. Please stop. Oh, no, no, please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. I'm sorry. Oh, please stop. I spent about an hour getting violently raped in front of my husband. My husband, who was first forced to sit in a chair in our bedroom. And then when they realized that he was hard, hard from watching me get fucking raped, they made him jerk off. And of course, I could tell he liked it. He liked that they gave him permission to rub it out to his own wife's rape. And I don't know what the fuck I did to deserve any of it. Yes, I take money from men to fuck me. I am a prostitute. But there's clear fucking rules. Clear rules, expectations, and it doesn't mean that I'm just some piece of rape meat. They made me feel like lower than fucking dirt. That they could just take what they wanted, make me do the most disgusting things, like suck their dicks after being in my ass, scooping out my anal cream pies and forcing me to taste that nasty fucking cum. And no lube, no fucking lube, just their spit. Just so I'm eating cream pies of their cum, my ass, and their goddamn spit. My asshole bleeding. And my husband over there jerking off with the most disgusting look in his eyes. They slap my face. They abuse my fucking tits. They spanked my cunt. They choked me. Choked me to points where I thought I was gonna fucking pass out. And again, let's not forget my husband had the chance, I don't know, get up out of his seat and stop being a goddamn loser and go call the cops or something. Go save our fucking daughter. Because that's a whole thing. Whole time I'm thinking, I know they didn't leave for school. So my daughter's in the goddamn house. And my loser fucking sick husband's just sitting in the chair jerking off. What kind of man does that? What kind of father does that? A real father and a real man would have done anything to make sure their daughter and their wife were safe. Not my fucking husband. What a cock bitch he is. A cock bitch from goddamn rape. And he can't even fuck me, my husband. He can't even fuck me. But he's hard from watching me get raped. Watching me get forced to rim these sick fucks. Their hairy fucking assholes just smothered in my face. I could have thrown up 100 times during that hour, licking their goddamn filthy assholes, pissing in my mouth, pissing on me, pissing all over me. Just fucking sick. Because not only was I some piece of rape meat, then I became some kind of used up urinal. Getting pissed all over, forcing me to swallow that goddamn fucking piss. I can still taste their piss in my mouth, and I can still see the look on my husband's face when he started to jerk harder watching me get pissed on. And all of that, all the abuse, all the objectification was traumatic enough. I don't know. Something about opening my legs and having to lay there and take it. Take all this fucking dick I didn't want. Crying. Being forced to be fucked in my own goddamn house. Being stuck. No power, no freedom to get up. Just having to watch them sweat. Bead, like sweats of bead on their fucking foreheads while they're just fucking railing me and raping my pussy, calling me a whore, calling me a used up fucking prostitute in my goddamn house. And just, and then let's not just forget, not only that, but then them rubbing their nasty fucking rapist dicks all over my body, choking me with my ass covered all over their cocks, tasting my own blood coming from my abused asshole. All of it. Fucked up. Fucking my cunt right after their cocks have been inside my ass. I just... Who fucking does that? Who does that? Who gang rapes a prostitute and pisses on her and makes a big deal? I'm embarrassed to even think this, but make a big deal when one of their cocks comes out covered in my shit and they make a big deal out of it and force it in my mouth or my cunt and call me a filthy whore. I'm never, and this is coming from a woman who accepts money for sex, I never felt so dirty, so used, and so just like disregarded. And again, my goddamn cuck bitch husband playing some game of some fucked up version of cuckold. And all the stories that you read are true. When you experience rape, your body has that fight or flight, and usually it's fight. But then something happens. You know, curse of being a woman, I guess. Because I can be easily overpowered, especially when there's three fucking rapists in the room. Then you become overpowered and hopeless, helpless. And the only way to get through it without puking, without wanting to fucking kill myself, is to just lay there and take it. Lay there and think about something else. Lay there and hate myself for forever getting in this line of work. Lay there and have to hear them call me a filthy whore and then believe it. Believe it at my core that I did deserve this. If I didn't have this fucking job, I wouldn't have been in this situation. Lay there and hear those sick fucks prove to me that my cunt was wet and try to tell me that I liked it. And I know I didn't like it. I fucking hated it. I hated their violating cocks. I wasn't turned on. My body just betraying itself. But them showing me with their fingers and their cocks how wet I was, making me taste my own raped cunt juice. Fucking sick. Sick fucks telling me I liked my rape. And as if this day couldn't get fucking worse, I look up at one point. At one point, I'm on my knees, my head is to the side while that fucking bastard has had his foot on the side of my face while I was pounding my abused asshole. One of them was just rubbing his cock all over my face. The other one, I don't know where the fuck he was. But in this position, the worst possible outcome, the worst possible thing, in walks my daughter into the room, seeing her own mother completely nude with men all over me with foot on my face, probably heard my screaming, and then sees her father in the corner jerking his dick. And what happened next? Just the worst nightmare.